Joining us from the state capitol this morning is Senator Kevin Cook. Senator, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning. It's good to be with you.
Well, always good to hear your voice. And we're, a month and almost a half in. Size up the legislative session for us so far.
It is busy, as usual. Senator Mortimer told me, he says, you'll be busier than you ever thought is possible. And I really didn't believe him. But it is very busy. You're just running the whole time from 6 in the morning until about 9 at night. But things are moving forward. We're starting to see bills go across both ways and starting to get passed. So we're working for the people.
In our pre-interview chat, one of the things you noted was there seems to be less acrimony this legislative session than maybe you've seen in previous sessions. Comment on that.
Okay. We had a bunch of new people come in 2 years ago in the session, and there was a little bit of push and shove and a little bit of angst between the groups. And again, we got a bunch of new ones this session as well. But it doesn't seem to be drawing the line and don't you dare cross it and you stay on your side. And it seems like there's a good mix now that we still vote the same way. We still have our own views. But it appears like, okay, yeah, you voted against my bill, but we're together. We'll work on the next bill together. And I think that is a good thing when you can vote against somebody's bill for whatever reason that is, and then still work together and not be mad at each other. And I've seen that, and I've heard that same feeling from other senators this year.
Let's dive into some of the specific legislation that has received a lot of attention. Parental choice. Wendy Horman's bill passed after a couple of hours of good, robust debate, but it did pass the House. It's over on the Senate side. There is a bill, I would say it's a competing bill, with Senator Lent's bill, which is basically an expansion of the Empowering Parents program. Your thoughts on parental choice, and you're going to be one of 35 votes in the Senate. What are you weighing out here, and how are you looking at this issue?
Okay, so I don't know if you know, but Representative Horman's bill actually passed through the Senate Govern Tax Rev late last night as well. So
okay.
They had several hours of debate on that, and the committee passed 6-3, and so that will be headed to the Senate floor for a full Senate hearing as well. I don't know if it'll... I'm guessing probably first of next week we'll probably hear it there. But there's a lot of similarities between the two, but there's a lot of differences between both bills. So for those that want to look that up, it's Senate Bill 1025 and House Bill 93, if you want to go out and read the text. But some of the differences I look at it is Senator Lent's bill is really focusing on the at-risk kids, those of lower income. 75% of that fund is going to go to those families who are making $60,000 or less, whereas Representative Horman's goes to those families, to all families, anyone that's making below $93,000. If you got a family of four making $93,000, so those are some differences in it that I really look at and pay attention to. The other thing is, as a member of JFAC, I think I'm held accountable to my constituents when I come home. Where did I put the money and where did it go? And I can't really tell where that money is going under Representative Horman's bill. It's a little bit more closed, tied up, and we don't have any accountability. Where on the Senator Lentz, there are some rules that in place that they have to, it kind of levels the playing field between your public schools and your private schools that, hey, we need to know a little bit about what you're doing with who's teaching. We need to know your teachers are background check, all of that stuff. So there's some things that make me feel a little bit better about pushing money that direction. But full disclosure here, I am not real excited about either bill. I think we are pushing the envelope against the Idaho State Constitution, and I just think we ought to take a step back and resolve that issue first, because there's arguments on both sides, whether we're constitutional or not. We're giving money to private schools, to potentially religious schools. And so I'm kind of hesitant to go there. But those are some differences. And if I had to vote, I would probably vote for Senator Lentz, because it's more open. It's more transparent. There's not as much prejudice in it. So that's my feelings.
So, Senator, you probably know, and one of the things that I really like about our relationship with you is we can disagree and do it very, very civilly. Julie and I see it a different way. We're supportive of Wendy Horman's bill, and we like the idea of parents having that option. So I suppose we could sort out the constitutional concerns in a different context. But one question I've been wanting my audience to ask people, and I'm going to ask you that question right now. Why would you want to prevent a low-income child from getting a private education?
I wouldn't, and that's why I would vote for Senator Lentz. He focuses more on the low income. He's saying 75% of my money, of that money that he's got allocated, the $50 million, is going towards families making $60,000 or less. That's where he's targeting it. On Representative Horman, it's wide open.
Well, but Wendy Horman's bill is fully funded at $50 million. My understanding is only $20 million of Senator Lentz would go toward funding private education. Are those figures roughly accurate?
That is true. However, the $20 million is combined with the $30 million already there in empowering parents. So you both of those have a $50 million bucket to use towards tuition to go to private school.
So the entire $50 million of Senator Lentz's bill could go to private school?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That is my understanding. Now, if I'm wrong, I stand to be corrected, but I believe that is correct.
Okay.
That committee that met about Wendy Horman's bill last night, and then it passed out 6-3. Do you sit on that committee, Senator Cook?
No, I don't. I was last year, but I'm not this year. So
okay.
We were meeting an education committee at the same time, and we both went very late last night.
All right. I was going to ask how much the boundaries or the reporting was discussed in that, because obviously it made it through committee, so they must have been satisfied with the reporting options and things like that that are in Wendy Horman's bill. But if you weren't there, I don't want to make you speak on that. A different bill that passed in the House yesterday, House Bill 98, it prohibits taxpayer dollars to be used for teachers' union. It was not an across-the-board partisan vote. It was 40-29. There were several Republicans who voted against that bill. It is now going to go to the Senate. Do you have an opinion on this? And if it is placed in your area, would you be voting to prohibit taxpayer dollars heading to teachers' unions?
I have to be the concept. I haven't seen the bill. I don't know. I don't know enough about it, and I would hate to make a comment on the concept rather than read you the words of the bill. So I'd rather not make a comment on that, if that's okay. Call me back in a week or 2 weeks when we get it, and I'll certainly tell you where I'm at with it.
Yeah,
I hope that doesn't sound like a political go around.
No, it's all good. We'll definitely have you on again. Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
And we can talk about that one.
Yeah. Another idea or bill that's being discussed, and I'm not sure the status of it, because as you mentioned before, things are very busy in the legislative session, but a ban on mask and with vaccine mandates as well. Mm-hmm. Are you in favor of preventing governments from enacting a mask mandate?
Make sure I have that right. I don't believe the government should be telling me how to wear a mask.
Okay.
Or when or how that I must wear the mask. Did I answer that right? Is that what you were asking me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What other things are you working on, Senator Cook?
So, of course, I'm on the JFAC, which is Joint Finance Appropriations Committee, and that's huge. That takes a lot of time. We've already passed, JFAC has passed and voted on and passed maintenance budgets, and that was for $12.4 billion. So that's with a B. Tomorrow we'll vote on 14 more budgets, and more than likely they'll get passed. And The thing that really, really concerns me is we still don't have a revenue, a projected revenue. So we're spending money, and we haven't decided how much money we have. And as far as my knowledge, and I've done some research on that, there's only twice in the history of JFAC that we've ever voted to spend money and allocate money without having a revenue. And that was last year and this year. So I'm concerned that we keep moving forward without a revenue. I think that needs to be corrected, and hopefully we'll do that real quick here. So that's a big one. Mobile device bill, you've heard me talk about that before, and that's basically saying if you enable a mobile device within the state of Idaho for a minor, turn on the parental filtering software. And that does not affect the adults. And so the adult, it is, you'll still wake up in the morning, you'll still get your free-flowing morning cup of porn. If that is what you want to do, it's still there for you, and you will never know the difference. This is to help parents. And parents, if they still feel like their 14-year-old needs to see pornography, they can turn it on. So I'm working with Google. Google finally realized that, yes, it is technical possible. We can do that. And so they're working with me on some language on that. So I'm excited about that. The other thing that I think is kind of exciting for our area, whether you're excited on the one side or excited because you're mad, is the Senate Joint Memorial 101. And we'll be hearing that today on the Senate floor, I think. I'm running that one. So that one basically says we're asking the federal government, the state government, the Bureau of Reclamation to look into rebuilding the Teton Dam and other places that have been identified where we can store some water. We all have heard all of the fighting that went on with water this summer, and I don't think it's going to be completely over. We need to start looking at building some reservoirs and the Teton Dam. I've went through the congressional hearings about the Teton Dam when it broke. We know what we did wrong, and they've guaranteed me that, yes, we know what we've done wrong, and we know how to fix it, and we can build a safe Teton Dam. And so that's kind of exciting. There's $30 million that's been allocated, the governor's given to water. And so we're looking at that. There's some that just won at one time. I'm pushing, and several other Southeast Idaho legislators are pushing, that $30 million to be ongoing, so we continue to do our water. I think those are important.
All right, Senator. Go ahead. Did you have another item?
No, I'll stop there and be quiet and see if you have questions or something.
We have one quick question. We were actually talking about this on air before we had you on this morning. Jason Monk's bill over in the House passed unanimously, which that's not often that you see a 70-0 passage in the House. But it basically says that if you're selling less than $5,000 worth of stuff, you don't have to worry about collecting sales tax. You don't have to get a seller's permit. You can just make the exchange. The question that I had for Julie, who, of course, plays an accountant on the radio, but the question I had for Julie was, does the buyer, are they still responsible for paying that tax? So if I buy something for $100 on Facebook Marketplace, do I need to keep track of that and send the state $6 at some point, or do you know the answer to that question? Does that bill, if it's passed, also relieve the buyer from having to pay the tax?
I don't know. I'm not a CPA, and it hasn't come to the Senate. So
okay,
I don't have time to look what's, you know, just barely keeping my head above the water. So as it comes over to the Senate, then we'll start looking at it if it looks like it's going to make it to the floor.
Okay. We'll leave it at that. We're past time. Senator Kevin Cook, thank you so much for spending time with us this morning.
Thank you. Good talking with you.